transcribing it.
Sounds pretty good.
Okay. Do you know what you did differently to make it work?
Switch these.
That would work. That would make a difference.
Many of the little things look alike. Okay, so cava at the end of our test. Maybe we'll just forge right in.
All right.
We begin with this identifying statement.
Right.
This is Josephine Shea. I'm interviewing David Ellsworth at the artist's home and studio in Quakertown, Pennsylvania on Monday, July 16th, 2007 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, and this is disc one, number one. And the tradition of these things is to begin at the beginning.
Makes it easier for me.
So basically we begin, I guess it's back in Iowa City.
I was born in Iowa City, Iowa, June 25th, 1944, University Hospital. Lived there for 14 years. Go ahead.
Tell me about your family.
My father was the director of libraries at the University of Iowa from 43 to 58. And we then, in 1958, moved to Boulder, Colorado, where he became director of libraries, where he actually resumed the job that he had had there from 37 to 43. And each summer, while we were in Iowa, one of the conditions of taking that job was that he had 3 months off in the summer so they could go back to their cabin in Colorado up in the mountains.
Oh, so you spent a lot of time in Colorado.
Yeah.
Now tell me about the rest of the family. Are you the oldest?
I am the youngest of two boys. My brother Peter is 4.5 years my senior. And he just retired at the University of Wyoming in Laramie, running the math science department with his wife, who is also currently still on the faculty and the chairman of the department. And it's basically a department that she and he built with help from a friend there, with the intent of helping to learn teachers how to understand themselves so that they could better understand their students so they could do a better job, primarily in rural areas of the state of Wyoming and some in Colorado.
Now, tell me about your mother. What was her name?
My mother's name was Theda, T-H-E-D-A, Chapman, middle name, maiden name. And she was a housewife, never worked. But when she and my father were at Oberlin, she was in the Oberlin Symphony there, playing cello.
And is that how they met?
That's how they met,
okay.
In Oberlin College. Yeah.
And was
in
she
Ohio.
Originally from?
She was originally from Umstead Falls area in Ohio, which is Cleveland area, basically. And our claim to fame is that she's related to John Chapman, who is affectionately known as Johnny Appleseed.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I think that there are a great number of Chapmans around the world that are related to John Appleseed.
But it's also interesting that you ended up involved with, in a sense, trees and wood. So
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
There was
that's true. That's partially true,
there
I'm sure.
A long time ago. And your father, was he from Iowa, or he just...
He was born in Goldfield, Iowa, which is, I think, no longer a town.
Uh-huh.
I think it was... bulldozed down. It was a small community, and as the corporate farms came in, some of the small towns were eliminated, and I think Goldfield was one of them.
And
but he was born in Goldfield and grew up in Forest City, which is nearby.
Okay. There are a lot of German immigrants to Iowa. Is the family
there was background? No, there was no German influence in his family.
Okay.
His family was Swedish primarily, and with an English father's name.
I was going to say that the Ellsworth name sounds
right.
English.
And my mother was mostly Swedish, so I guess that makes me mostly Swedish.
So the
also.
Swedes are winning,
winning
out in the hereditary.
Right. At least all the ones that Johnny Appleseed didn't father himself. So.
And did he go